This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis said on Tuesday that true Christian humility is the virtue of the childlike and is never a theatrical humility. His words came at his Mass celebrated in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence. Taking his inspiration from the day's readings, the Pope's homily was a reflection on how God reveals himself to the humble and childlike rather than to the wise and learned, as recounted in the Gospel of Luke. He noted that the day's first reading from the book of Isaiah is also full of references to little things, such as the small shoot that shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, rather than an army that will bring about liberation. Pope Francis went on to explain how in the Christmas story too, it's about little things, and the leading figures are the small and the humble, such as a baby with his mother and father, and a stable.
Timore del Signore è l'umiltà.
Saying fear of the Lord is humility, the Pope stressed that this fear is not the same as terror. It is, he explained, about a person walking in the Lord's presence and trying to be perfect. The Pope noted that only the childlike are capable of fully understanding the sense of humility and the fear of the Lord, because they know that God gives them the strength to journey forward.
L'umiltà è la virtù dei piccoli.
Pope Francis went on to describe how humility is the virtue of the childlike, saying this is a true humility and should have nothing theatrical about it. The humility of the childlike, he continued, is that of people who walk in the presence of the Lord, do not speak badly about others, seek only to serve, and feel that they are the least important. In the same way, the Pope concluded, we see the great humility of that girl to whom God sent his son, and who immediately afterwards hastened to her cousin Elizabeth, and who said nothing about what had happened. He said, humility is like this, happy and joyful people, journeying in the presence of the Lord, because they are humble, just as we saw in the day's Gospel reading. I'm Susie Hodges.